Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, folks. We hope you're having a great December 10th. Man, we are just barreling towards Christmas at a pace that is dizzying, quite frankly. Got a lot to do between now and then, and hope you're able to accomplish what you need to accomplish and just be safe about it. Take your time, exhibit a little patience, a little emotional intelligence, and we might make it through this Christmas season without a whole lot of hoopla. Well, we've got a great show lined up for you today. In a 12:30 segment, we're going to visit with Sandra Lindquist, New Orleans Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. And we'll also visit with Alice Glenn, New Orleans & Company Executive Vice President. New Orleans & Company has an exciting announcement to share about their Region Vision Plan 2035, a comprehensive 10-year long-term roadmap. And it's designed to enhance the region into a harmonious place to live, learn, work, and visit. And it's going to be, it was launched yesterday, and we'll talk about that today. I read through it last evening. Very interesting approach, and can't wait to hear so much more about it. In the 11 o'clock hour, Michael Heck, President and CEO, GNO Inc., joins us. Got a lot of exciting news coming down the pipe. And in the back half, we have a special guest, CEO and co-founder of Outlier. That's Evan Kirkham, and Louis Lafersusa, CTO and co-founder of Outlier as well. They are a sports betting technology company, and they're growing their product and engineering teams right here in Louisiana. They just closed some funding, and we'll find out what's going on there. Joining us now is Rafael Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. He joins us today. Tomorrow, we're going to be on location at H2O. We're going to be collecting toys for our kids with the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. And we're right there at 441 Metairie Road. Just drive on up. We have Marines out front. I'll be out front. We'll run out to your car, grab the gift, and we make it very convenient for you. Help us make sure that we have toys for our kids for Christmas morning. It's very important, and it's a great program as well. But Rafi Goyeneche agreed to join us this morning, and he's releasing a new report of many that they release annually about the criminal justice system, dealing with the arrest to convictions. Rafi, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you, Newell.
So yes.
Go ahead.
Just wanted to say thank you for breaking this and releasing this the report this morning on our show. I know our audience loves listening to the data that you provide. I hear about it all the time every day when I'm out on the street, and they really appreciate you and your organization's approach.
Well, thank you. And I know that, you know, I also get a lot of feedback from the public, too. And they comment that they enjoy me coming on your show because a lot of people listen to it. So I think this is an opportunity to kind of share with the public a report like this. And normally in print and television media, you get a couple of seconds to talk about it. And this gives us a format to really discuss it and dive down into it because there's a lot of information in here. But basically what we're doing is we're peeling back the curtain on a shared metric between police and prosecutors. Historically, police departments, sheriff's offices measure their success by the crime rate, the numbers of arrests that they make, and the calls for service that they get deployed for. And if it were just so easy as to say, all we need is a law enforcement agency to arrest somebody, then we wouldn't need a prosecutor's office. So to impose consequences on offenders, particularly felony offenders, it requires the combined resources and partnership of the arresting agency and the prosecutorial agency. So what we're doing with this report is showing the outcome of every felony arrest conducted by the New Orleans Police Department and tracking the arrests that are made through the process of the district attorney's office decisions to prosecute or not, and if they prosecute, what is the conviction rate. So police departments, like I said, you know, historically use the reported crime. And what our report that's released today is showing, and this is really something kind of interesting, and I think your audience is going to have their eyes open about it. So we're taking a look at every felony call for service and every felony arrest that was made by the New Orleans Police Department in 2022, 2023, and 2024. The reason that we stop at 2024, if we're going to determine the outcome of those arrests, we have to give most of 2025 for those cases to move through the process and result in a final outcome. So we took a look at all of 2024's arrests, and we gave it until mid-September of 2025 to determine what the outcome was. So this is the report that we're releasing this morning on your show. So what we're seeing is that as calls for service decreased, particularly violent crime calls for service, we've seen arrests go up. So if there is less reported crime, why are there more arrests? And the reason goes back to what everybody knows is the police department is understaffed. And in 20, 21, and 22, we saw, you know, 20 and 21 were COVID years. The police department was putting all of their eggs in the basket of just responding to calls for service. And because the volume of reported crime was so high, they didn't have the time or the resources because of the staffing deficiencies to devote to the investigation and arrest of these individuals. If the offenders aren't arrested, that means they remain in the community. And the crime that was committed today, if it is not solved by arrest, results in the crimes of tomorrow and next week and next month. And that's the cycle that we were in. So in 20, the system was shut down. That was the last year of District Attorney Leon Canizero's office. So there couldn't be consequences imposed In 2021, it was the first year of Jason Williams as the new DA in Orleans Parish. The system was largely closed in Orleans Parish, so there couldn't be consequences. And so in 2022, which was really the first year under Jason Williams that the system reopened, we began to see some of the policies that he had run on. It was very, very different. He ran on a progressive platform. So the first year of this, 2022, shows that the calls for service, particularly for violent crime, were very, very high. Over 1,500. By 2024, it had declined to 704 violent calls for service. And in 2024, we saw 4,900 felony arrests versus 3,900 felony arrests in 2022. So the reason that arrests went up is because as crime went down, that allowed the police department the luxury of being able to respond to calls in a more timely manner, devote more of their time to investigations. That has resulted in the arrest of the offenders that were responsible for those crimes. And as those individuals were arrested, because of what the district attorney's office was doing, we started to see violent crime go down. So it took a joint effort on the part of police and prosecutors. So the police need to solve it. They need to make the arrest. Their standard to arrest is probable cause, a reasonable suspicion that a crime was committed. But prosecutors, when they receive the police report from the arresting agency, have to apply the standard to convict, which is proof beyond a reasonable doubt, which is a higher standard. So what happens is, as the police department had the luxury of a lower crime rate, with the additional experience and better results that we started to see occur between 2022 and 2024, we started to see crime go down. So I think that explains in large part how we can actually see arrests go up when crime is going down in the context of the understaffed police department and the lack of their ability to respond to calls for service and devote time to, you know, more complete and thorough investigations.
Yeah, no doubt. And those are all great things to talk about. And, you know, in a very short period of time, the pandemic kind of got things really squirrely for a period of time and created a whole lot of difficulties. And then the tail of the pandemic of trying to get people back to work, trying to get your jury veneer back up and running and reach a competency rate of services and have people serve on juries. That was a little bit of a slow process, not because of anything the system did, because just folks being spread out and this and that and otherwise. If we continue, Rafi, I would suspect that over the next 3 years, we would hope to see some more increases in that as we reach this maturation level of whatever it is we're doing internally, that we get better and we do it more often.
All right. So, you know, we know, and we just spoke about the staffing deficiencies of the police department.
And the DA was understaffed, right?
Well, the DA was understaffed. The DA was, you know, a newly elected DA that had never been a prosecutor before, hadn't managed, you know, an operation, a business the size of the Orleans Parish District Attorney's Office. So there was a learning curve involved in all of this. So, you know, Jason Williams, when he was running for district attorney, said that he was never going to charge juveniles as adults, was never going to invoke the habitual offender statute, was not going to invoke material witness warrants and was advocating for the rights of the offenders and accused as a prosecutor. So prosecutors are supposed to be representing the people of the state of Louisiana and enforcing the laws. The defendants, the offenders, they're at represented by the criminal defense bar and the public defender's office. So our system is an adversarial system. And initially, the mindset of the district attorney's office, you know, and Jason Williams in entering office was a criminal defense model. And I think that over time, and this is the good news, you know, he has learned that his role is to enforce the laws of Louisiana and that the offenders do have representation. Their representation isn't supposed to be the prosecutors that are working in the district attorney's office. The district attorney's office is supposed to apply the law and is supposed to hold individuals accountable for this. Now, his first year in office, 2021, he really couldn't do a heck of a lot because of the COVID closures in the system. But, you know, when he took office, a lot of the seasoned prosecutors left. So he was a first-time DA, bringing in people that didn't have the level of experience that his predecessor had. His predecessor had been there for a dozen years and had been a career prosecutor and a judge and worked in the system. So it's totally different skill set and experience set. And the good news is that while it didn't start off very well, as you pointed out, it's been improving. And we're not anywhere near where we could be or should be, but we are showing that the police department and district attorney's office, you know, have come a long way since 2020, and their continued cooperation, communication, and coordination is critical to driving down the crime rate. And we're starting to see some progress in that. I mean, we're, you know, we release weekly crime trend reports, and we are down in every category of violent crime and property crime this year. And it's not just because of the work of the police department or exclusively the work of the DA's office. It is the partnership, the shared goal of the two most important criminal justice agencies in Orleans Parish, the arresting agencies and the prosecutorial agencies, and their collective efforts are what I believe is primarily responsible for driving down our crime rate in the city. And initially, we saw violent crime decrease, but as violent crime decreased, that meant that the police department had more time to investigate property crime. And we've seen property crime come down significantly. So all of that, and we know, and I know you understand this, you know, offenders are opportunists, and a violent crime today becomes a property crime tomorrow if they're not arrested for the offense that occurred today. And so what we're seeing is the police department is doing a better job of investigations and arresting, and the district attorney's office is beginning to do a better job of prosecuting. Now, again, you know, we're talking about, maybe when we come back from break, I want to go into a little bit more detail about the outcomes of the prosecutions, but from an arrest standpoint, it seems kind of counterintuitive to think that arrests would go up when reported crime is going down. But now, you know, your audience and the public has a better appreciation of how those two events can occur in the context of what I've just explained.
I also believe that there's a mindset in the community when it's consistently being reported that crime is dropping, that there is a connection between cooperation with the police and outcomes, because the public really begins to believe that something is actually going to happen. And I think there's an increased willingness to talk to the police, to facilitate, you know, the police. So it's the totality of the community that really makes a difference as well. Not just the players inside of the system, but when the community begins to develop more trust in the NOPD and the New Orleans District Attorney's Office and the work that's being done, good things happen. I mean, I've experienced it for many years, and JP worked really hard to manage and massage the public trust, because once you lose it, you got to work three times as hard to get it back. But it's a real game changer when they begin to believe in what you're doing. When we come back, we'll talk about felony arrest outcomes. When we return, we're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. Stay with us.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. We're discussing a report that he's released on this show this morning relative to arrest to conviction reports. And the next category we'll talk about is felony arrest outcomes. And although, Rafi, we have enjoyed improvement, this following chart really is exemplifies that there's a lot of room for even more improvement. And I don't know where we stack up to our peers across the country, But just to kind of lay the foundation for the listening audience, of the 4,404 cases filed, felony cases filed in 2024, 74% of them reached an outcome other than what the defendant was charged with. So the charged crime, the outcome ended up to be either a refusal at 36%, a dismissal at 10%, not guilty at 3%, guilty of a lesser or responsive verdict at 14%, and guilty of a lesser felony charge or responsive verdict at 11%. Now, I don't know, do these numbers include plea deals?
Of course. Yes.
Okay.
These are
all right. So embedded in these numbers are plea deals, probably relative to these lesser crimes. All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So plea deals are not a luxury; they're a necessity. Most prosecutors' offices, you know, the only way that they can keep up with their workload is to enter into plea agreements. Most of the felony cases are closed pursuant to a guilty plea, which means that prosecutors and defense attorneys agreed on what the defendant would plead guilty to. So it's the prerogative of the court to sentence the individual. And so, you know, what we're talking about is, what is the outcome? What are the consequences that are being, you know, assessed to the offenders? And as crime has gone down, it's because we're starting to see more consequences being imposed on the offenders, and that's reflected with lower crime rates throughout the community. So again, arrest to conviction, the national standard for arrest to conviction nationwide is 54%. In 2024, Jason Williams' arrest to conviction rate, or his office's arrest to conviction rate, was 37%. Now, that's not good enough, but take a look at where we were in 2022. Essentially, his first full year with an operating criminal justice system, the arrest to conviction rate for felony arrests resulting in a felony conviction of any type was 20%. And in 2023, it increased to 29%. And in 2024, it increased to 37%. So, as I said, the national standard was 54%. But that includes, you know, all communities that are reporting, and not all communities are the same, but that's a benchmark. That's a reference point. So how does Jason stack up to what his predecessors arrest to conviction rate was? To put it in some context, we included that information in this report. So in 2019, which was Leon Canizero's 11th year in office, the last year before COVID hit, his arrest to conviction rate was 44%. So you just ran down what happens after an arrest is made. After an arrest is made, the police report is presented to the district attorney's office for screening, keeping in mind that the police apply the probable cause standard to make the arrest, a reasonable suspicion that a crime was perpetrated. But the standard that a prosecutor applies to the police report is, can I meet the burden of proof to obtain a conviction? And the burden of proof required under law is proof beyond a reasonable doubt, a much higher standard than the probable cause standard. So to put that in some context, in 2019, there were 4,817 cases that closed. And in 2019, a third of those were refused. In 2024, there were 4,404. So under Leon Canizero, the refusal rate of felony arrests made by the New Orleans Police Department was 33%. In 2024, under Jason Williams, the refusal rate was 36%. So that means that the prosecutor determined that there wasn't sufficient evidence to obtain a conviction. And you can see that the refusal rates were very, very similar, keeping in mind that that was Leon Canizaro's 11th year in office. 2024 was Jason Williams' third year in office. Never been a prosecutor before. Leon Canizaro had been a prosecutor and had been a judge in criminal district court. So, you know, big difference in experience. The dismissal rate. So a dismissal is that after the case is screened and accepted, the district attorney's office during the prosecution determines that the case, for whatever reason, is no longer viable and they cannot meet their burden of proof. So they dismiss that. In 2019, there were 8% of the cases that closed were dismissed versus 10% in 2024. Again, very, very similar. So dismissals are a reality. And every prosecutor's office is going to experience dismissals. You want to see it at below, you know, under 10%, ideally. But Jason Williams is right at 10%. And Leon Canizaro in 2019 was 8%. Guilty of a misdemeanor. So what happens is you charge someone with a felony, and then you, as the case progresses, you realize that you may not be able to obtain a conviction of a felony, so you offer a plea deal of a misdemeanor. And 15% of the felony arrests were resolved with a misdemeanor guilty verdict or guilty plea in 2019 versus 14% in 2024. Guilty of a lesser felony. You may charge somebody with an armed robbery, and you allow them to plead to a simple robbery. And those percentage of guilty of a lesser felony in 2019 was 14% versus 11% in 2024. So, you know, Jason in 2024 actually offered fewer plea deals with respect to that. And then guilty as charged in 2019, you're looking at a 30% conviction rate versus in 2024, a 26% conviction rate. So the not guilty, meaning a judge or a jury outcome, that was 1% in 2019 and 3% not guilty in 2024. So again, the standard is 54%. That's the goal. In 2019, you know, the former district attorney's office had a 44% arrest to conviction rate. And in 2024, we're looking at a 37% arrest to conviction rate, which still is not at the national standard, is still is not as good as it was under the predecessor. But this is Jason Williams in 2024, third year in office. And Leon Canizaro in 2019, that was his 11th year in office. The police department had 300 more officers in 2019 than we enjoyed a day in 2025. So again, and if you take a look at some of the crimes of violence, and in this report,
let me make an observation real quick. The improvements are going to be a little bit more difficult for Jason to achieve, as I was looking at the granular detail last evening. And the one that sticks out to me is drug possession cases and drug distribution cases. He is way off the rails in the refusal and dismissal rate. In fact, in 2022, he refused and dismissed 79% of the cases in that year. And in 2023, similar numbers that he refused and dismissed, and the same in 2024. The irony here is that one of the easiest cases to get a conviction on is a drug possession case. And, you know, in JP, we had probably over a 90% success rate in drug possession cases at one time. I don't know what it is now. I've been gone 8 years, but I can tell you we had over 90% success rate. If we had an armed robbery, a burglary, and a drug case, the drug case would be worked up first. If we couldn't get to a plea deal with this individual, we'd go with the drug case first because we had a high success rate there. Something's fundamentally wrong, either in screening or the manner in which reports are being generated by the NOPD to get to these numbers of refusals and dismissals, because these are way out of the norm.
Right. So part of what we're starting to see in 2022, I pointed out that, you know, that was Jason's second year in office. The district attorney's office was refusing charges and dismissing charges and wasn't providing feedback to the New Orleans Police Department. And in 2023 and in 2024, the district attorney's office began to make some changes. They assigned prosecutors to every police district so that the screeners would be in contact with the officers. So when arrests were being made and they were being reviewed, the district attorney's office was providing feedback to the investigators, to the police department, so that if there was insufficient evidence, it would give the police the ability to go back and see if they couldn't acquire more evidence. That type of communication and coordination is something that most people take for granted, but when it doesn't happen, so the police have to make, you know, split-second decisions. They need to make arrests. And as I pointed out, their standard to arrest is probable cause. Their standard to convict is beyond a reasonable doubt. The police may do everything right and develop probable cause, but the standard to impose a consequence and convict is beyond a reasonable doubt. So if there is some evidentiary problems, insufficiencies, prosecutors giving that timely feedback to police gives them the opportunity to go back and see if they can locate the witness or develop the other elements of the offense that are needed to obtain a conviction. And if the police made a mistake or there was a technical reason, they're being educated by the district attorney's office what the mistake was, what the issue was, so that those officers don't make those mistakes going forward. So the point that you made, and the reason that I believe, and these numbers support, is that the reason that we don't have a higher arrest to conviction rate falls into two pots, drug arrests and weapons arrests. Those two categories of crime are cases that are made by police officers. There's no civilian witnesses involved. Additionally, in this day and age, both of those categories of crime are going to be supported by body-worn cameras and forensic evidence. They have no civilian witnesses necessary. There are no civilian victims necessary. These are officers that are trained to observe and conduct investigations for weapons and drug violations. And we're talking about felonies. We're not talking about misdemeanor marijuana here. So when you start to see a conviction rate in 2024 for drug offenses of 34% versus Leon Canizero's 67% in 2019, and then with respect to weapons felonies, in 2024, Jason Williams' 47% conviction rate for drug felony arrests versus Leon Canizero's 65%, that's the reason why Jason Williams isn't at a higher rate. If you look at felony crimes of violence, Jason Williams is actually obtaining a higher conviction rate for felony crimes of violence than Leon Canizero's administration did in 2019, and he's actually obtaining a higher conviction rate for property felonies in 2024 versus 2019. So it shows that can be done, and I agree with you, that's a policy or philosophy that is really holding back the conviction rate, which, and a conviction doesn't necessarily mean someone's going to go to the penitentiary. It means that they're going to be placed on probation and supervised. And that's the way that crime is reduced, by holding offenders accountable and managing them, right, whether it be through incarceration or supervised probation.
We got to get to a break because I want to leave some time for your final thoughts. We'll be right.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Right back, folks. Guns and drugs, some of the riskiest investigations for law enforcement officers, and very labor intensive and a lot of man hours wasted when you have that those dismissal rates. And we're back with Rafael Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. Final thoughts, Rafi.
Okay, so, you know, I guess the theme of this report is that the system is improving. You know, people can now understand why crime is going down because offenders are being held accountable. And it can't be done by just the police department or just the DA's office. It takes the combined efforts. And that's why we present this shared metric of arrest to convictions. If anyone wants to see this report, they can go to metrocrime.org. And, get a copy of it there. If you want to call the office, 504-524-3148, we can email it to you and put you on our email list. There's no charge to receive this information. But I think it's important for the public to understand some of these intricacies of the criminal justice system so that we can be, as a community, more sophisticated about what it takes to commit to reduce crime. And as far as I've been able to see, and I've been doing this for a while, I don't think anybody else does this type of analysis anywhere in the country that we do here in New Orleans with the Metropolitan Crime Commission. So I'm proud
And you are so right, because an educated public is going to lead to a better product. I mean, they'll know the right questions to ask and demand the answers. And, you know, when ideology is in conflict with what the public desires from our elected officials, they need to be challenged, plain and simple. And the only way you can do it is by having reports like this and being armed with reports like this.
So thank you for allowing me to share this with your audience.
And thank you for sharing it with our audience. We truly appreciate it. Go to metrocrime.org and you can download metrocrime.org. You can download the report, folks. It's easy reading. It really is. And it lays out very well. It makes sense. And I think you'll enjoy working your way through this report. Again, Rafi Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we're going to visit with Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc. A lot of great news coming your way. And in the back half, we have a special guest, Evan Kirkham, CEO and co-founder of Outlier.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.